When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The People's post-game show. Got about 10 more minutes to get in some of your calls. Boy, the Brewers wasted no time rubbing it in. They're taking their big team photo out there on the mound, and they got like a Bob Uecker flag sitting there. That's real nice. They got like a team flag with the logo on it. That's real nice. Everybody's cheesing and smiling, having a good time, and way in the back, holding up way high over the whole group, they have a big L flag. Yeah, that hurts. That's a little salt in the wound. That was unnecessary. Let's hear what that hurt me. Let's hear a guy who sounds hurt, PCA, talking after this game. And then I'm going to run through as many of your calls as I can. Let's hear what PCA had to say.
Nothing really. Just bummed.
Nah, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from the Brewers.
Yes. Yes, you are. That's our colleague and friend, Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Rami doing the People's Postgame Show. As he called it, he ran with that.
I'm pretty sure that Rami has a W flag in his background.
I think so. So he was affected by seeing the L flag out there. For the record, the L flag was being held by some fans there.
Our flag was still there.
The way that Danny has leaned into this today... The villain arc that is going on right now with Tanny and the Cubs.
It's also stupid. The flag thing is so stupid. I don't want to undercut the segment, so continue.
Wait, do you mean pointing to the flag while you're singing the anthem?
No, he brought the house down on Saturday night. More on that later.
More on the Tanny's hockey excursions later.
The others coming up later on. We're all very excited about the others. I just wanted to say that the flag was a fan's flag that one of the players ran over and said, hey, can we borrow that? Can we borrow that? And then took it from them and ran it out to the mound as they celebrated. Not like it was some Brewers PR guy or something going like, hey, guys, I got that elf flag you asked for. I don't know if that makes a difference for anybody. But, yeah, they were celebrating in the face of Cub fans.
In your face!
And... outside in the parking lot.
I don't care how many L's we got this.
There were flags with Craig Counsell's face on it and the L's superimposed on that. There were Brewers fans screaming at anybody with Illinois plates. Yeah, get out of here, Cub fans.
Weren't you one of those people with Illinois plates?
That is true. That is true.
So you got screamed at?
Get out of here. Go home. Go home. And other things, and they were drunk and festive, and it's just a very interesting thing. And when you think about it, they have absolutely every right in the universe to lean into that and enjoy themselves and be as salty as they want to be. Does it showcase a nice side of their humanity? It's sports, man. It's sports. And it's sports fandom. It sure didn't feel good to Rami Makhlouf, and it didn't feel good to my wife, who said, can you please roll up the window and, like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, like, let's not get assaulted while we're up here.
Yeah, and that felt like it was on the table a little bit.
Yeah.
With just some of the feistiness that's going on.
And similarly, when we were talking about how with the Cubs winning game three of the series against Padres, there was, like, an exhale. It's the same thing with Brewers fans in game five. Like, they saw their whole baseball lives flash in front of them after game four. And they're like, wait, we didn't go down there and win the series. they're coming up here. Craig's coming back to Wisconsin, and he has an opportunity to win this thing. That would be the worst thing that could ever happen. So their team goes out. They do all the things that they need to do to win. And then you go, oh, that feels good. And get the hell out of my ballpark while you're at it.
They're feeling themselves and stomping on the carcass, you know, after a lot of years of feeling like they need to prove themselves in the postseason. Like, they've been the better org than the Cubs over the regular season, and that's been obvious. And even in the postseason with the 2018 finish of, like, getting there, getting past game 163 here. But, man, we talked about it on Friday, the way Pat Murphy was leaning into, we're a young team. And you done scared them kids. And all of that, like, Pat Murphy leaned into it, the owners leaned into it, and the players, unsurprisingly, leaned into it.
Just a note real quick on the Bears roster before we continue this conversation. This is something that we'll add to our Bears conversation as the evening goes on. Chicago Bears announced today that the club has elevated defensive lineman Jonathan Ford and kicker Jake Moody from the practice squad for Monday night's game against the Washington Commanders. Per NFL regulation, all standard elevations revert back to the practice squad following the game.
So that's interesting. So Cairo Santos, who we talked about in transition, who has a hip, and maybe because of the conditions tonight a little bit,
yeah,
could be part of the factor.
Yeah, it might be sloppy out there because they got the nor'easter that they're dealing with, and the forecast calls for rain and storms inside of tonight's game. So you might have a kicker. This is also part of it. Additionally, Austin Booker and running back Travis Homer have been downgraded to out.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That is a surprise. They were full participants, weren't they, on Saturday? I thought they were full practice participants. I thought Booker was going to be active tonight. Homer is a special teamer and running back depth. I wasn't as concerned with him, but I thought Booker was going to be active tonight. That's a surprise to me.
They both remain on injured reserve, designated to return. So that is the latest with the Bears and their roster.
Yeah, so we've got inactives to get later on towards the end of our show.
Yeah, probably around 5:30 or so.
Yeah, we'll be heavy on Bears in the final hour of the show leading up. But today's a day where you do kind of both storylines. So that's interesting.
So to get back to the conversation about the Cubs and the L flag, I do think that there is some fun to be had with that where, hey, this is your thing. It's a big thing, and it's a fun thing. I love that shot that the Cubs had on their social. I think it was after game 3 against the Padres where it was Clark running out of the wall with the W flag and, like, seeing things from his perspective. Like, it's a thing. They got the flag. They got the song. This is the whole thing. And when you look at it from the perspective of the Brewers, who have, outside of their lives as Brewers fans, as Wisconsinites, there is a tug of war. There's a push and pull. And maybe there's an inferiority complex.
For sure there is. And you remember when Craig Counsell left to go to the Cubs, some people called it a betrayal. And the owner in his press conference said, no, I wouldn't say it's a betrayal. I'll just say this. Yeah, we lost Craig Counsell, but he lost us. He lost our community, is what the owner said. And he has rallied people around this idea that Craig abandoned them and abandoned their community. The Whitefish Bay kid. The kid whose dad was, what, director of public affairs for the Brewers organization at one point? So Craig has been villainized with the helpful push of an owner who talks about our community anytime he's nice enough to get off his private plane from Los Angeles and represent as part of the community that he is a part of through dollars.
Well, yeah. And
so I'm a little salty. See, this is the thing. The saltiness is good. The saltiness is sports. Yes. I gotta say.
And I think, yeah, you're conflicted right now because you know that. You know that's true, and you know that's how home fans should act. And also, you gotta remember, you guys chose to go up there, and this is something that can happen when you go see your team on the road. forward. I've done it. I used to wear my Sox stuff all over old Yankee Stadium, Tanny. Fenway, and oh boy, did I get a rough ride. But I never was like, hey, that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of it.
I got to tell you, though, I don't know if my wife will ever want to go back to an opposing stadium again in a big game. She's like,
well, then you let them, they win if you guys do that.
I know,
that.
But she's like, because she doesn't want to offend people. And like every little thing, she's like, am I offending people? And like some people are jackasses. It's funny. Like my brother, who's a Red Sox fan, took his wife to Yankee Stadium for a Red Sox Yankees game. And she wanted to leave after like the fifth inning. She's like, can we go home, please? Like it is, to your
point. It's not fun. That's why it's not fun. I don't enjoy that type of, you know, fandom, is traveling to see your team on the road.
Yes.
I, especially in a playoff game, I wouldn't do it.
So you're right in hearing my conflict that, you know, when I look at it objectively, you go ahead, fans, you do your thing. You have every right to do that. But I was with my wife and she was not very comfortable.
I do like watching my team on the road, but not in environments like this. Although I've always found, like, if as a White Sox fan going to Cubs White Sox at Cubs, I've actually had more fun at Wrigley than in 35th and Shields. Like, we get a little crazy.
We, Lawrence?
We get a little crazy.
I don't know. I think the opposite sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because I have better seats over at Wrigley.
Ooh.
Maybe. Like, hello, eh? But it's always been like a
Well,
fun
I think
little...
when you're in someone else's home, I think you feel like more inclined. Like, I could start something and get away with it. I've seen that happen. That's why I don't go to those games anymore either. That's not fun on either side. It is more fun on the north side. You know what I mean? But like the south side, don't do that.
I don't want any
either.
Part of it.
No, I'm
not,
good on
not
that.
Not any part
see,
of it.
See, that's interesting. I feel like that is a different dynamic than what I felt and was immersed in the other night. This was for something. They can talk about the BP Cup or the Crosstown Classic or whatever, but we all know those games are not really for anything other than bragging rights.
That's why those games suck.
No, it's all we got, Speaks.
I know,
all
but,
right?
but, no, but that's it. Like, it's easier to just kind of relax and let that be fun. For me, anyway. This was actually... Winner gets to play the freaking Dodgers on Monday night and keep a season going. Now the season is toast and you're sad. Like, you are legit sad that your season is done, and then they're angry and salty and as they're joyful.
Let me add this in too. The thing that I do like about all that stuff that happened on the field and the L flag being taken from a fan and in all the pictures, all the videos.
Yeah.
Dancing.
All the stuff.
What I like about it is players try to tell us all the time that none of that stuff matters and they don't think about it as a rivalry. They're just there to play baseball or football or basketball.
Yeah.
It clearly mattered.
Oh, it totally did.
It clearly mattered. And I wouldn't be surprised if the mattering didn't come from Pat Murphy as a way to try and get the most out of his team. But it just always makes me laugh when you hear some of that stuff like, oh, that's just stuff that you guys say. That's it. That stuff that's outside noise. No, you knew exactly what you were doing in that moment of euphoria because your team was moving on to the CS. And you were like, hey, let's really lean into it because we don't have to worry about any sort of consequences for it for at least another 5 months.
Here was Christian Yelich after the series. Quote, this was more than the usual division series. Everyone wants to point to past postseasons. The majority of these guys weren't here for that. You try to downplay it and call it any other division series. You say you just want to advance. But the rivalry between these two teams, I feel like it's been our two teams going at it the last 8 years.
Yes.
All of the storylines there. We just really wanted to perform for our city and this organization and our fan base. We knew it meant a little bit extra. There's Yelich. Telling you flat out, of course it meant more. It should. And frankly, that's the thing. Like I said it before the series began, that Chicago fans deserved this series with all of the extra angles. And I thought it absolutely lived up. It absolutely lived up. Like, it was juicy. And those home games, I had people telling me that the Wrigley games on Wednesday and Thursday, and somebody said to me the other day, I think that was better than 2016. And I said, nah, you shut your mouth. But that's good. That's good that you felt it like that. That it was close. Like, it was electric and intense at Wrigley. And frankly, it was electric and intense in Milwaukee, but it was two fandoms together. It was definitely more of a mix than it was at Wrigley on Thursday
and
night.
That's part of it, that the familiarity breeds contempt. That's why conferences, when it's a thing that we end up losing as conferences and divisions get watered down because the geography of it doesn't seem to matter to people anymore. Now, there are some that go outside of that, like the game this week, USC-Notre Dame. That's a rivalry, right? Like, yeah. Even though from a geographical standpoint, it doesn't make sense. But when you start having some of these weird things of the fan bases not being that close together and it not being a fight inside of your house or in your family of, we live close to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. This brother is a Cubs fan. This sister is a Brewers fan. There's something to that, like that level of conflict.
There is.
So I like that it played out this way.
Yeah, man, it's fun. Frankly, it's the way that the Cardinals thing feels when both teams matter.
Yeah.
You know? It's absolutely
and
the way that feels.
Sometimes even when it doesn't. And like we laugh at Willie Contreras, but he feels that rivalry even more because he used to be a Cub. And so like for him, he's like, yeah, I'm going to play this up and I'm going to dig into all of the things that make me.
There you go. And it's like, he comes preloaded for that.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Or like even to go back to Cubs White Sox, the idea that Javi Baez still gets booed on the South Side.
Yeah.
As a Tiger. And it's not because he's a Tiger, it's because he was a Cub. And I would venture to say it's because White Sox fans are like, he would make a perfect White Sox.
There's a bunch
and yet he's over there.
There's a bunch of players up there who hate Craig Counsell because he left him.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of players there that hate Cubdom because of the fans that come up. And William Contreras probably hates Cubdom because of his brother. In defense of his brother, he probably hates it
there's
too.
There's so much stuff in there. And it's fun to kind of break down the psychology of it. Like, that's what we're here for for some degree. The other thing is, and this is what I thought was interesting. This is the point I wanted to make about people getting to the main point and making the main point the main point. When I saw that photograph, I was like, oh, that's funny. And you see the video, I'm like, okay, that's some expert level trolling. Mm. And then I started looking in all the places that I saw it, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at the comments from Cubs fans. And Cubs fans were like, oh, that's how it is? Cool. I'm going to root for the Dodgers. I can't believe that I'm going to say this, but I'm going to root for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's the freaking point. You should want your team to be the Dodgers instead of having to begrudgingly be like, well, now I'm going to root for the team that spends a lot of money and tries to win all the time. Yes! And your team should be that.
Oh, see, that's interesting. I
was going to cheer for the Brewers against the evil empire that's the Dodgers. No, fool. Your team's supposed to be the evil empire in the National League Central. You're supposed to be them. Mm. It's supposed to be you and the Dodgers. That's the way that it was written. That's the way that it's supposed to work. Don't go to it grudgingly. Don't go to it and be like, well, now I have to root for the Dodgers because I have been offended. Where's my white glove so I can slap you across the face and challenge you to a duel?
No,
you should look at the Dodgers and be like, wait, they have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani, and then they have Teoscar Hernandez and Max Muncy and Will Smith. They've got all of that stuff. They don't even need Clayton Kershaw. They don't even need him.
Look, see, I think they're separate conversations, to me anyway, because I'm rooting for the Brewers in that series because I live by the Herb Spiegel rule where you always root for the team that beat your team because it ends up making you feel better about your team when you're like, see, that team won. And it's also a little respect. Like, as we were leaving, I said to some Brewers fans, beat LA. So that's how I feel. And that, you know, not everybody has to live like that. But in terms of your point of the Dodgers and the bully that they are, yeah, man, Clayton Kershaw is their mop-up guy. He's the guy who had to go out and wear it. A Hall of Famer is their mop-up guy. They got $130 million in bad bullpen contracts that won't help them in this series, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter that Tanner Scott sucks and that Kirby Yates sucks. Doesn't mean a damn thing. They've got enough even without those guys. It is a ridiculous discrepancy between them and everybody else.
So you were cheering for the Yankees?
After they beat the Red Sox? That's the Herb Spiegel rule. Always made it hard. Always made it hard. Was I cheering for them against Toronto?
No.
No.
You were not.
No, I was not.
You were not cheering.
You have a knack for exposing those little emotional moments when I betray my own principles.
It's okay. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I'm like that.
That
every partner I've ever had has that knack. At some point, I need to look in the mirror and realize, like Justin Fields, maybe I'm the issue. Maybe I'm the issue here.
Why does all this keep happening? You're Justin Fields. Why does all this keep happening to
me? But this is what you and I talked about off the air the other day. Like, my Yankees hate was taught to me at a very, very young age. That is psychological imprinting that my father and my older brothers chose to do. And it's not going anywhere, man. It's just not going anywhere. And some kids are not born with that. They're not raised with that. Some kids get to be 13. They don't hate anybody, you know?
I get it.
I don't know what's better.
All I'm saying is that as those of you who have been trying to live this very clean fan life of, I can't root for the Dodgers. They spend money.
I understand what you're saying.
They spend money. I won't hear of it. I won't hear of it. I won't. Oh, but then the Brewers hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'll throw all that away. Now I want to see the Dodgers and all of their money wipe out the Brewers.
And I'm sorry, if you're watching a team, you go against a team for 8 years for division titles year after year, Cubs and the Brewers, and you don't hate that team after watching them for 8 years and beating you and you beating them, you're not doing baseball right if you don't hate them. Like, I could, Lawrence, could you ever root for the Guardians or the weird ass Minnesota Twins? And Tigers maybe, because of Benetti.
And that's the only reason, because their broadcaster and their manager should be my manager and my broadcaster. That's the only reason. But even when we did this, and Speaks and I talked about it, and I said the American League Central is eliminated from my walkabout as a fan. Every one of those teams is eliminated from that.
But I have more respect for the way that the Brewers are doing it than the way the Dodgers are doing it. I do.
Why?
Because the Brewers have constricted. I do have respect for the way the Dodgers are doing it. It's not binary, but the Brewers have constraints, and they have managed to build an amazing thing again and again and again.
That would be great if you were a fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Speaks, but you're not.
No, but I'm a fan of baseball and team building, and I have more respect for that.
I understand.
I do.
But I would just counter with, if you have the opportunity to do both, like the Dodgers have done,
sure,
then why not do both?
Yeah, I'm not saying which one I'd rather be. I'm just saying of the two, as I watch from an objective place, I have more respect for the way that Milwaukee has done it.
This in Twitch, Northside 5 says, it's like a UGA fan rooting for the SEC to win the national title. That happens all the time. It literally happens every year. I think it's one of the weirdest things about SEC fans is that you will hear an SEC chant go on in games. It's the strangest bleep in the world, where it's like, oh, well, Bama lost to Georgia, but the SEC is tougher than everybody else. So SEC, SEC. It just means more. You shut up, Alex. You shut your face. It means more.
So we have to do the chant at every single SEC game.
It's really stupid.
Especially when they play another conference.
It's really stupid.
Texture's been getting in on the L flag and the Cubs Brewers thing all segment. Here's one. L flag was a direct middle finger to Craig Council. Your fans come to the stadium, call it Wrigley North, be rude as F, and now you're crying over an L flag? Dish it, but you can't take it. Get over it. And here's one. Milwaukee is an inferior city. The complex implies that it's only psychological. It is an inferior
city. It's a
city.
Really great city. Milwaukee's awesome.
But it ain't Chicago, and everybody knows it.
But no place is Chicago.
That's right. That's right.
Except for Toronto.
It's the Mecca of the Midwest.
Toronto is
maybe
Chicago.
Maybe Terre Haute will get a team. You know what I mean?
No. No. No place is Chicago except for Toronto.
Toronto is sort of Chicago. Almost.
It's bizarro world Chicago. That's fine. But none of these places, New York is not Chicago. Come on. What are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. But Milwaukee is a fabulous American city.
Good for them.
See, this is why you get accosted in parking lots.
Go home! Get out of here! It's a lovely ballpark, though.
I don't like their ballpark.
Oh, actually. I do. I really like it. I gotta admit, I really like it.
I don't like it in the summer when they keep the
not a
closed.
Fan. Hey, those big windows you got out there, why don't you crack them open a little bit?
Crack one open, get a little flow going on.
You can smoke a brisket in here. Good
Maybe
Lord.
Not in the summer, but like, but I thought with the roof closed, I thought it looked cool. Like the scaffolding looked cool, and the window stuff looked good. Everything was cheap. Preferred parking was $50 for like the most expensive parking that they have.
They do have Sports Service Stadium sauce there. I'll give them that. An old delicacy for those of us who remember.
Stadium sauce?
It's not for me.
Understood.
That stadium. Glad in the summertime. And this time of year, it's probably great.
What about Barrel Man?
Dude.
Barrel Man's awesome, man. Your wife is into Barrel Man.
She fell for Barrel Man. I mean, I clearly need to get a barrel so I can walk around the house.
I think that you should look at it. You should be like, hey, my wife likes barrel-chested men, and I am a barrel-chested man.
Well, yeah, I mean, the barrel does go top to bottom with, and it gets like, actually, I did. Maybe I am barrel man.
Yeah, maybe that's she's got a thing.
We don't kink shame here.
Maybe that explains everything. I'll just run with it. It's great.
You just walk home
with... She wants to be chorizo. She really wants to be chorizo. She wants to get
Why
in
not?
There. Yeah.
That would be great.
She's like, I don't even need a costume.
Just go on out there and I'm chorizo.
I can just do it.
I think that you need to just now, just for the sexy time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you create
roll
a,
out the barrel. Christine.
A Cubs barrel.
A Cubs
Seems
barrel.
Seems really easy to do.
Right?
Alex, can you get on that?
Yes. Now that we're past the Sprinter vans, I will get on. This is my next project.
Build me a Cubs barrel.
I do wonder about those Sprinter vans. Maybe those Sprinter vans are getting you a Kyle Schwarber instead. That might be a thing. How about we talk about that?
Let's take
a time out and let's talk about the end of the Kyle Tucker era next here on The Score.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
In three, two, one. So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
Cubs trail 3-1. Eighth inning, two down, a runner at first. And the 2-1. Tucker rolls one to the right side, fielded by Terang over to first. In time, inning over. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left.
Speaks, we both love baseball. I had a thought as we were talking about all of this stuff as it pertains to the Cubs. Before we get into our Kyle Tucker discussion, isn't it also just a little weird to have your season end on a Saturday night?
Yeah, in terms of processing. For sure.
And I don't even mean for what we do, it's always weird, right? Because we're waiting until Monday to talk about it. But just as a fan, like Saturday night seems like such a weird night to have your season end.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And then if you're taking in sports yesterday, you're having kind of an odd sort of
hangover.
A little hangover, some apathy going on with the football until it gets you into it, if it's good enough to get you into it. And the baseball keeps going. I thought, unsurprisingly, our guy Nico after the game was poignant, saying that, you know, it's a weird thing when you feel good and you feel like you have so much more to give and you've been doing nothing but preparing for 7 months and now there's no next thing. All of a sudden, it stings.
And to get, you have to wait until you get all the way back here. You know, like that's the hard part of being a really good team that doesn't win, when you have to go, damn, like we have to go through that entire thing again.
If we're going to try and better ourselves and get some of this stink away, we're going to have to just get here in the first place. Imagine being a Phillies fan when they get this far time after time after time after time and don't get past it and then have a really nice season. I mean, that part sounds good. That part sounds fun.
Sounds really good.
So look, overall, I'm left feeling like the Kyle Tucker experience in terms of our taking it in.
Our rubric was NLC championship. They were one game away from that.
And they didn't get there.
They didn't.
And he had an at-bat that is in a spot where it's supposed to be him. I had a friend text me, this is what you traded Cam Smith for. This at bat is what you traded Cam Smith for.
It is.
And you had him up in that sixth. Yes, against the lefty throw in 98, but he worked that count to get it to 3-1. And it's crazy to think of your overall experience
boiled down to one at bat.
So I won't. I'll also think about the injury and the awkwardness with the injury and the leaving.
And the stuff before that, though, where he was an MVP candidate for,
all of it,
for 4 months out of the season.
Uh-huh. But then the postseason failure, as it coincides with previous postseason failures in Houston, where he wasn't always great. Like, I'm overall, it's obviously a net positive effect on your season. But in terms of the experience, as an observer, I'm left with kind of a negative experience. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to argue to throw $400 million at that guy. In the middle of the year, I was arguing to throw $600 million at that guy. But I can't
convince you if tomorrow they're like, hey, $400 million, we got a deal done for 10 years.
I don't know, man. I really don't like the way he plays right field.
I don't either.
I really don't like the way he plays right field. I don't.
Which is weird because he's got a gold glove. But that right field that he got the gold glove in is very different than the one he's playing in now.
Yeah. So there's that part of it. And then there's just the truism about this particular org is not going to spend $400 million on him and then also spend $300 million on somebody else. Then also spend another $250 on, like, they're not. So is this guy worth it? I mean, you keep coming back down to that. On which star is worth it, if a star is indeed worth it. But I watched a year of him, and I don't have the feeling that I had in the first half, and I'm not going to be sitting here advocating for them to go get him at all costs. I'm not.
Might you be better off with some combination of Kyle Schwarber and a starting pitcher?
I think you're certainly better off with a starting pitcher of consequence who misses bats. I think that's what you have to use that money on. If I told you that right field slash DH next year, okay, was going to be Seiya Suzuki, Owen Casey, and Moises Ballesteros. That those three guys,
they're going to rotate between DH and right field,
yep,
for you?
And Ballesteros won't play out there, but he'll DH a lot. And when he doesn't DH, and if it has to be Seiya, then Casey's out there. Or maybe it's Casey sometimes and Seiya's out there. If I told you those three guys get right field DH, and you use money
to go get a third baseman?
For real on some other stuff. Maybe it's a third baseman. Bregman's going to opt out. You could go down that road again if you want. Or it's certainly a power starting pitcher to help with your starting pitching, especially come playoff time.
You give Suarez some money?
Robert Suarez?
Eugenio Suarez.
Has a couple Suarez's. Because the Padres closer, he's a free agent too, right? I think about both those guys. I do. I think about both because they got a lot of free agents in the bullpen. But hey, man, Operation Hashtag Woo King Tuck.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. It's over. I mean,
are you going to change your mind if they sign him? Like, are you back all in if they sign him? What if I told you it was $350 million? Does that change things for you?
See,
is it a matter of dollars? Or is it a matter of you got a whole year of the player and you don't like the player as much as you thought?
I thought I was going to like the player a lot more. And
that's fair.
That's just where I am right now. That I thought I was going to like the player an awful lot more.
I mean, we can do like a really unscientific thing, but whether it's people inside of the stream or on YouTube or folks that want to text us, are you in a similar place to Speaks about Kyle Tucker? Like, or is this something that we need to put? Should we put a cork in this for like a week?
Because of the feelings of the moment?
Yeah, like have a cooling off period and then really discuss the Kyle Tucker thing?
It's a good question. We'll certainly have time to do it. Let's do that. Let's do that and find another time. But that's where I am. And as you know, those feelings kind of changed a little bit. But here's the other thing that's part of it.
No, the evolution of the feelings on Kyle Tucker makes sense, Speaks.
And he's just not that into being here, it seems. The way that thing feels.
I don't know if I want to go that far.
Oh, dude.
I do think that there is some mercenary to him.
Yes.
And I don't begrudge him that because if I were in the same position that he was, you might want to take a look around and see what's out there. What feels better? What are the months of April and May? Where do you want to be? The months of September and October? Like, yeah. Where do you want to be?
I hear you, man. But that was part of Operation Hashtag Woo King Tuck, appropriately named, was like, hey, let's have him fall in love. And we celebrated moments when like, oh, look, he's got a nephew that sings the song at the end of games. All right, maybe he's fallen for it. Maybe he's been to a restaurant. Remember?
He likes food.
What was it? Which place was it? It was Babette's, right?
Yeah, Babette's.
So, yeah, it's like, but really, then when it comes down to it, at the very end, they say, hey, you want to be here? And he's like,
is it your wish, if it can happen, that you'll return here and maybe stay in Chicago a long time?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know what the future's going to hold, but, you know, if not, it's, you know, honor playing with all these guys, and I wish everyone the best of luck, whether it's, you know, playing next year or not, for them. And you know, it's a really fun group to be a part of.
We'll see what
that
happens.
Wasn't a ringing endorsement of him staying a part of the team,
but he hasn't been about that all year. He doesn't ringingly endorse much,
but as a free agent, you owe it to yourself to look around, like, just, and you can come back. And you can be like, okay, I listen to the Yankees and I listen to Boston and I listen to the Angels and all this other stuff. I'm like, I kind of like it here. And there's some unfinished business. It's still possible to happen.
Sure.
But I would never thought that he was going to extend during. It didn't make a lot of sense from his perspective to do it unless it was all the money.
You could be spiking the ball a lot harder if you want. You know, I've had teammates who really enjoyed this moment of spiking the ball. And you know,
I understood why.
I'm not going to name names.
I understood why you felt the way you did about like trying to get him to fall in love. It's just that, I use my own experience, like as a free agent, like that, or pending free agent. Like, you owe it to yourself to at least go look. And then you go,
for sure.
You know what I like? I like right there where I'm at.
Well, sure. But the other thing is like the way that ballpark is playing with the wind and such, you know? I mean, that could be a factor in there too.
Yeah, I mean, taxes. Like there's all sorts of stuff that you have to think through. Where your family's most comfortable. Where you're close to other family members. Like there's a lot.
I just really need to see an investment with the money that I thought was going to be held on to use on Tucker. Like you fell short on Bregman and then here comes Tucker, but now if it's not going to be Tucker, and again, I'm fine with that, then show me some investment in some pieces that you do think will get you over the top.
I think a reunion with Kyle Schwarber would make Cubs fans feel a lot better.
Put Ian Happ in right field?
Sure. That's fine. Do what you need to do. Why don't we take a break? There's other stuff out there that we need to discuss.
A lot of things going on in the world.
And I think this might become a thing because there was a lot of others that we were all interested in as a show and ended up engaging in outside of Cubs and Bears. We'll share with you next here on the...
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Open a door into another world and let the others in.
What do you want?
Time magazine calls it chilling.
Leave us in peace!
The others.
Yeah, the idea of the other things that are in our sports minds and in our hearts. In our hearts.
It's a good movie, too, by the way.
The Others?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought of this as like the name of it.
I like that movie.
There were other things. It is a fun movie.
I don't know.
Well, it's not really that fun.
No.
There were other things that we were smitten by this weekend from a sports perspective.
Yeah.
You were up there dealing with the Milwaukee people.
I was.
And then you made it back, and you were like, ooh, NFL football.
Yeah, I was. But even on Saturday during the day, watching Illinois and Ohio State and seeing that the Ohio State defense.
They're real.
Oh, my goodness.
They're real.
They have, by the way, 11 straight wins in Champaign for Ohio State.
Yep.
The Illibuck Turtle will stay in Columbus.
I still think the Illinois has an outside shot of making the playoffs.
Oh, they're out of the poll altogether, though, this week.
Win
they're
five,
out of the poll.
If they win five games and finish 10-2.
And
I think that their schedule lines up for them to win their next five games.
Are you ready to lay down your Luke Altmaier Heisman sword?
Sure. Well, he didn't play poorly statistically, but you start looking at some of the guys in front of him, like Moore at Oregon, played poorly this weekend. So I think that if he rallies and if he's the main reason why they go 5-0 over the next five, I think he's – I never thought that he'd win it. I just thought that had you – like, this is what I said on House of L. If you would have taken Luke Altmaier's statistics and given them to Arch Manning, what would people have said?
People would be going crazy. Yeah, that's true.
That's my point about Luke Altmyer.
That's fair. I will say that Ohio State's rolling. Ryan Porth has them rolling. He's a hell of a head coach. Oh, Ryan Day, excuse me. But God.
They look exactly alike.
Exactly alike.
Like same build, same height about.
Everything. Everything.
Beard. Uh-huh. The Just for Men that both of them use.
Ohio State's allowing 6.8 points per contest.
Yeah, they're really good.
Through six games.
And you know who else is really good?
Who's that?
Indiana's really good.
Indiana's really, really good.
I think that we're living in a world where Indiana is the second best team in college football.
Well, it's certainly not Penn State, as they go 3-3 and give James Franklin the $50 million buyout. And we have an exclusive that Chris Tannehill can report from his afternoon,
sources.
Early evening session.
Yeah, last night I was up at Four Winds, New Buffalo. What a night. So I was up there with our guy, Wani, Coach Wanstead. Did a little chalk talk with the people up there at Four Winds.
Was Alex there to hold the board? How'd you do it?
No, he wasn't. No, he was not. We got through it.
They had a stand up there.
It was a great stand.
Hey, don't ask to get replaced, Alex.
Yeah.
this AI stuff's bad enough. Now you got a stand.
We can't have an easel replacing Alex.
So anyway, so we do a Q&A, and there's a part where where I'm out in the crowd and people are asking questions, and this was like we had just gotten the news that James Franklin got fired,
yeah.
And someone in the crowd asked our guy Wani what he thinks about the whole thing, and Wani goes, of course, he's like, I was talking to some Penn State people on my way up here, and I said, was it about the job, Coach? Are you going to take the job? And he goes, Coach, come on, please. He had just returned from coaching up his 10-year-old grandsons, and he said that was enough for his plate right now. So I can report here, Dave Wanstead will not be the next coach at Penn State.
And as a Pitt guy, too. Like that, yeah. There's that part of it. But that's not the only place that you were this weekend, Chris Tannehill. Yeah.
The others continue.
Yeah, very busy weekend for me. The new Daniel Day-Lewis movie, boy, is he good. But then after that, on Saturday, went down to United Center, the home opener for the Hawks, and boy, no one throws a party like the Blackhawks do. They were honoring, it's the centennial season here, and it hit, they're pitching a lot of nostalgia this year. They literally raised a banner for their 100th season, but I grew up going to games at Chicago Stadium, so seeing the alumni there, seeing Pat Foley come out and MC this pregame ceremony.
And you said his crowd pop is like a Mick Foley crowd pop.
Yeah, Pat Foley is goated, obviously. He's on the Chicago Sports Mount Rushmore of play-by-play broadcasters in general. Like, no one gets a crowd pop like him. A non-athlete in Chicago, boy, Pat Foley still runs it. And, his emotional, tribute to Troy Murray, who was supposed to be there but could not for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But then the game started, and the game was like a game that I remember watching at old Chicago Stadium.
Wait, forget about the game. Go back to something.
No, we're not going to forget about the game.
No, I
want you to go back to the patches, because I thought that was like the coolest thing.
Patches, yeah. I'm depending.
So I was not there for the pregame. They had a red carpet ceremony, but they brought back so many. There was like 30 Blackhawks alumnus on the ice there during the national anthem, alumni. And they did a pregame red carpet thing where they had these guys like Tony Amani, for example, is a guy I loved seeing there out there on Saturday. And on these jackets, they have their red jackets, like Hall of Fame jackets, Blackhawk issued with the logo on it. But on their sleeve, they have different patches because they are celebrating each era of Blackhawks hockey. So you have the Madhouse era, which like Roenick and Belfour, Chelios, Amani. And then you have the banner years, they call it. But on Amani's sleeve, for example, he's got a patch for the 1990s, for the 2000s. He's got a patch for, played 500 games with the Blackhawks. Got a patch for this, patch for that. And other guys like Corey Crawford's got, a patch for Stanley Cup. All that's the banner years. It's really cool the way they are honoring. It's almost like, these little, patches you get, like the stickers on the football helmet,
that's
stuff
what
like that.
It's exactly like, but it seems to be a little bit more beautiful. I love that you had like that good of a time.
Yeah.
At Blackhawks.
Yeah, just by myself up there in the 300 level. Decided to buy a ticket Saturday afternoon, and it was awesome.
See, that's good. Tanny in touch with his fandom. We need periodic check-ins with Tanny on all things Blackhawks culture and games.
Maybe I'll go to a game.
Right.
Well, we were surprised you weren't there on Saturday rooting on your Montreal Canadiens.
No, I only root for them at Centre Bell. They spell it the proper way with an extra E and an R in the wrong place.
While eating a Montreal bagel. The only way.
Those are really good.
I think that's Tony Wise's team, actually. So maybe we'll get into this a little bit.
Montreal bagels? They're great.
We're going to see Tony this week. We're going to talk hockey and movies and some offensive line with Tony Wise. Let's go.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Adam McKay and wish him the best from Tony, as I always do.
When we come back, let's get into the Bears. Ben Johnson has had 2 weeks to get ready for the Washington Commanders.
And there's a little bit of seemingly breaking news on the special teams front.
Uh-huh. Let's discuss it all next here on The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.